You're listening to the Miscarriage Doula Podcast. I'm your host, Arden Cartrett. This space is meant to be a tool for you to feel less alone and to learn more about how to get through what you've been through and what you're probably going through. We'll hear diverse stories from women and men in the online space, experts and people just like you and me who are feeling the effects of miscarriage and loss in real time. This is the Miscarriage Doula Podcast. Hey everyone, this is Arden, the founder of the Miscarriage Doula and the host of this show. I wanted to upload a short episode this week just talking about, you know, very specific topic that I often discuss in one-on-one sessions or I'm asked about on Instagram, and that is trying to conceive after miscarriage. If you're new around here, I went through an infertility journey of sorts without really a real diagnosis until much later. And I had two back-to-back miscarriages, both again that were unexplained, and I found trying to conceive after them to be really stressful. We did a form of fertility treatment, which was letrozole for ovulation induction, because I do not ovulate on my own, a couple of injectables, and we added progesterone to that protocol. And so for me, it was scheduling that cycle after loss, and it was really scary to call my clinic and say I'm ready to do this again. And you know, before we did that, I spent a year and a half tracking my body and trying to conceive and having negative after negative. And when that test was finally positive, experiencing loss made my relationship with pregnancy tests really blurry. And so I wholeheartedly understand how difficult it is to go into trying to conceive after loss. It's being hopeful that you get a positive pregnancy test, but being really fearful that you get a positive pregnancy test. And nobody understands that feeling unless they have been there. So really quickly, I wanted to cover a couple of topics, and these are covered in my little mini ebook, Try and Conceive After Loss. I will put a link in the description with a coupon for half off, since some of this information is in that ebook and you're getting it here on the podcast. So one question I get all the time is, when can I try and conceive again after loss? What's safe? Why do doctors say different things? You know, some people hear from their doctor that they should wait one full cycle. And even that recommendation, there's a ton of confusion. So what a full cycle after loss means is once your bleeding from your physical miscarriage is complete, you wait to bleed again, which would be your first period. Using my personal experience as an example, I miscarried and then bled for about 2 weeks, and then I didn't bleed anymore for 2 weeks, and then my period started. Another way that you can know if it's your period or residual bleeding from your miscarriage is checking your HCG levels, which can be done by blood test or by taking home pregnancy test. Both are really difficult and emotionally triggering for so many, but that is one way to know if this is your period or not, because that test should come back negative. So the reason why we are told to wait one full cycle is basically so there's no confusion if you were to get pregnant again. You do ovulate after a miscarriage and before that first period, or I should say most people probably ovulate. I don't know if that's like the best way to say it, because I don't believe I did. I just had a lot of breakthrough bleeding. So you want to wait for that first period specifically so you know that your HCG is zero, and that way you don't get a positive pregnancy test and feel confused if that's a new pregnancy, if that's HCG from the pregnancy that you just experienced a loss with, and that will eliminate some confusion and anxiety going forward. Some doctors will say 3 cycles, and I don't fully understand why. I have not found like good data that backs that up. Maybe so you can take a couple of months to yourself, which is awesome and a great idea, but I do think that is something that you should come to on your own. But generally speaking, one cycle is usually enough physically. Mentally, emotionally, you're going to want to wait until you feel a little bit ready, right? We're not ever going to feel 100%. We're not ever going to feel like, okay, this is not terrifying. This is not scary. Let's go into this. It's just you want to wait until you don't have a panic attack every time you think about trying to conceive again, right? So that's kind of why people will say waiting one cycle. However, there are people who do get pregnant before their first period, so they don't have a period after miscarriage, and they go on to have healthy, beautiful children. So getting pregnant in that gray area is not going to make you experience another miscarriage. It's specific to the anxiety of not knowing your last menstrual period, how far along you are, all of those answers, which can create some anxiety if you're pregnant after loss. With this episode and talking about when you can try and conceive again, I also want to talk about trying to conceive with interventions like ovulation induction medication, IUI, IVF, because it does look a little different, right? Like you're not just having sex and getting pregnant. And there are a number of reasons why people are using interventions, whether you're in a same-sex relationship or you have an infertility diagnosis or you have an infertility diagnosis from experiencing recurrent pregnancy loss, whatever the reason being, using medications, IUI, IVF is another added element because you don't just get to think, well, when can we time sex to get pregnant? It's scheduling baseline ultrasounds, scheduling appointments, and trying to think of a reason at work of why you have so many doctor's appointments. It's, you know, getting comfortable with the fact that you're doing this protocol again and having to quote unquote start over. It's also coping with the fear that your cycle can be canceled in the middle of your cycle, and that's really terrifying. There's a lot that goes into using intervention, and it's not as simple as one decision. It's like a bunch of decisions mixed into one decision, if that makes any sense whatsoever. So I also really wanted to add that into this episode because it's important that we recognize that there are different walks of life. There are different avenues to becoming parents, and it is really difficult after a miscarriage to quote unquote start over, whether it is trying naturally or with intervention. It's really, really difficult. And so whenever I say, whenever you're at an inkling, like the tiniest bit more ready than you were yesterday, you know, if that's a reason to talk with your partner, if you have one, and just ask each other, can we do this again? What would another pregnancy look like? How are we going to cope with the anxiety in our next pregnancy? How can our medical team support us in our next pregnancy? If this cycle were to end in a positive pregnancy test, how are we going to feel? Ask these tough questions to yourself, to your partner. Gauge where you are, and that will be really helpful in knowing if you're ready to try and conceive after loss. Candidly, I will share that my first miscarriage, I was ready immediately because I had a taste of being pregnant. I just wanted to be pregnant again so badly. I loved the feeling of knowing that there was something in my quote-unquote belly, but obviously we know it's in the uterus. And I loved the feeling in my relationship of knowing that we created life. And I loved that feeling of, oh my gosh, I'm going to be a mom. And so I wanted it so bad that we jumped right back in. And then with our second miscarriage, I did not feel ready. I was quite the opposite. And 3 or 4 months went by. We did a lot of testing. And my husband was who was like, okay, well, we've gotten no answers. So let's just do it. Let's just go into another cycle and just hope for the best. And that was terrifying to me. So, you know, you can take your time. You can jump into it. The truth is it's not going to go away. It's not going to get 100% easier. It's just something that you cope with over time. And it's not easy. It just isn't easy. And I wish I had some sort of secret answer, secret pill, secret handout that I could give you, and I don't. But man, if I could have one superpower, it would be to heal you of this grief, because I know that it is heavy, and I know that the thought of trying to conceive after loss feels impossible. So that's this week's episode. I just wanted to chat for a second about trying to conceive after loss. It's something that comes up a lot in one-on-one sessions with me. It comes up a lot on Instagram. It's something that whenever we've experienced a loss, a lot of people think about pretty soon after the loss, probably for the same reasons that I said. It's like you have a taste of being pregnant and now you're no longer pregnant and you know it's not going to replace that baby, but you don't want to have to start over and you kind of just want to like rush past that part, right? And it's hard. Oh, it is so, so hard. So I will put a link in the show description if anybody would like to download the Trying to Conceive After Miscarriages handout. It has, I think, 17 pages in it. We discuss when to try and conceive after loss. I make a couple of different points that I made here. I debunk a couple of fertility myths. I talk about tracking your cycle and the things that are important to track. I also talk about navigating the 2-week wait and a couple of ideas for how to pass the time. I also have an entire section on trying to conceive using interventions like ovulation induction medications, IUI and IVF, coping with using the intervention. And there's also a challenge to kind of focus on what you can control instead of what you can't control. And so sometimes that can be really helpful. So to end this, my biggest advice is to do this work now. Find what works in terms of coping and stick with it. You know, I talk to a lot of people about things like this, and I share that for me, two of the biggest things that helped me navigate grief were learning a grounding technique that actually helped me, and two, journaling, but not in the traditional sense. I don't do like Dear Diary type of journals. I basically write down my word vomit, and it just helps me get out of my head, if that makes sense. So those are just a couple of examples of coping mechanisms that I've stuck to. But it's important that you find something that works for you and you lean into it. Through the Miscarriage Doula, we do offer a bunch of different types of support. We have one-on-one support with either me, or I have two other doulas on my team who lead one-on-one supports, and they have different specialties, which you can read about on my website. I also have ongoing programs. We do have a pregnancy after loss program starting in 5 days from recording this, so on August 25th. And we do have one-off groups for miscarriage and pregnancy after loss. And those are taking place on September 9th and September 27th. It's only $10 a seat. That's 15 seats. So it's limited availability. That way we can keep it intimate. You can come and talk about miscarriage and just have a place to give and receive support, which is really helpful, but also having the professional guidance of a doula. I am leading both of those on the September 9th and the 27th. I will put a link to these in the show description in case you are looking for extra support. But if you are finding support through this show, that is sadly the best thing that I could possibly hear, because helping others tell their stories and knowing that you all are being validated from those stories is so special. So I appreciate you being here. I appreciate you listening. I will also put a link to the complete Trying to Conceive After Loss handout, and I will put a coupon on it again since we covered a couple of the topics that are covered in that ebook. So if you found this episode to be helpful, that ebook will be a great download for you. Thank you all for listening, and next week we will be back with another story. And although it is terribly sad, I am so glad that this story is being told, because I know firsthand from talking to a lot of you that this story will resonate with you. See you next week.